Here's an opening line from a column for my next guest, and I want you to consider this for a moment, if you will. Suppose there was a button in front of you that, if you pushed, it would in one instant abolish all the government controls and regulations on the U.S. economy. Would you push that button, in so doing, transform the United States into a society of free people? I'm pushing the button, I'm telling you right now. Richard Ebeling is an AIER senior fellow, the BB&T Distinguished Professor of Ethics and Free Enterprise and Leadership at the Citadel. Richard, good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, man. Happy New Year to you and, of course, the viewers and listeners.
Well, sure. I've got to be honest with you. I'm pushing that button. You know, we were talking in the break here about all the revelations coming out of the CDC and Joe Biden in the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 days. Joe Biden admits there is no federal solution to the COVID pandemic. No kidding. What happened to shut down the virus? The CDC and Rochelle Walensky saying, well, you know, you have no need to take a test at the end of your quarantine because, well, those tests can test positive for 12 weeks. Oh, we shut down the entire world for 2 years based on tests that we shouldn't even be paying attention to. Oh, and by the way, you don't need to quarantine anyway because that contagion period is about 2 days before and 3 days after. So you got about a 5-day window there when you show symptoms. Other than that, roll on. Bizarre, isn't it? And awfully telling.
It's absolutely bizarre. But it's all typical, if I can say, Steve, of the mentality of the socialist central planner. We know what's right. We have the answer. The science speaks to us. And we, therefore, will direct everyone in the society to act in a particular way towards a particular goal following our instructions, as opposed to the free society where we accept competition, a diversity of views, a rivalry of looking for answers and sort of sorting out what's the truth, rather than locking everyone in to what a handful of people with arrogance and hubris think they know is the right way to live and to act, sitting in Washington, D.C. So we're just victims of the mindset of the socialist central planner. Unfortunately, this pervades too much of the whole political spectrum, but for certainly right now, the Biden administration and everyone connected with it.
So how do we, I mean, you look at Joe Biden. I mean, look at the end of the year numbers here. His approval ratings, 36% on the low end, 43% on the high end. The biggest dive from January to December of any president in my lifetime, no question. Nobody has any confidence. There's no strength in leadership being projected from the White House on anything that I'm aware of. And it's ridiculous. And for Joe Biden to come out and tell the governors, well, there's no federal solution. We knew that. You and I talked about that for the last 2 years. And so how do we get here that all of this transpires? All of a sudden, they're like, well, yeah, here's what we're doing now. As if nothing that they've done for the last year, destroying the economy and ruining lives and keeping kids isolated and all this other nonsense. But take our word now. We need to get, you know, 5-year-olds vaccinated. Trust us on this. I don't trust him on any damn thing, right?
Well, to sort of paraphrase the famous movie Love Story, political paternalism means never having to say you're sorry. Because no matter what happens, it's not their fault. And when things go wrong, they constantly assure us, well, next time we'll get it right because we've learned from our mistakes. But it isn't the mistakes. It's the mindset with which they approach it. Either we allow people to sort out these things themselves and find answers through a diversity of rivals and competitions intellectually, economically, socially, commercially, or we're reliant upon someone like Joe Biden, who in spite of the low popularity numbers, as you're pointing out, has this presumption that in the long run, I know what's right because I'm in the footsteps of Franklin Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson. I have been put in this place to transform America. Remember, think of how he's thinking. I have been put in the place for me to transform America. Well, that's the mindset of the despot, the dictator, the tyrant who wants to mold society according to how everyone else in society is to have to live.
They're doing what they accused Donald Trump of doing. They're doing exactly what they accused him of. You know, gaslighting one side, like you say, never having to admit you're wrong or say you're sorry, and then doing the exact same thing.
Absolutely. But you see, this is another. Always accuse your opponent of the very things that capture the essence of you. It's like the old communists when they would say, oh, America is imperialist. America is trying to dominate the world. America crushes democracy, where that was the very essence of what the communists in the Soviet Union were doing both internally and globally themselves. It's transferring to your opponent the very thinking and mindset that you have to cover your tracks.
Yeah, exactly right. And so I guess my question for you is this. We look on to 2022. I mean, I'm always optimistic. I'm optimistic that we're going to do better, that we're going to find solutions to our problems, that we're going to throw out these socialists. And I guess my hope is pinned on this. The American people saying, you know what? We've seen just enough of your socialism. We've had just enough of your nonsense. We've seen just enough of your control. We've seen companies ruined and kids locked up in their bedrooms. And so we're sick of it and we're done with it. And we're going to choose freedom. We're going to put America first, whether that's a slogan from a previous president or just the fact of our lives. We're going to step up and do the right thing and throw you bums out of here. That's my hope for 22. What do you have?
It's certainly my hope. And if the polls are correct, and if the sentiments of people that I talk to, and I'm not, you know, it's not like an echo chamber where I only talk to people who think, quote, like me. I talk to people all over the place and just trying to start conversations. And most people are tired and sick of this attempt to control, manipulate, lock down, intrude, to tell you how to live, when to shop, where to go. And I think that there is a chance that just with a slight flip in both the Senate and the House, this can be brought to a halt. Because then the Republicans will be in an opposition position to the White House to have every political incentive to stop Joe Biden from doing anything disastrous during the last 2 years in office.
Yeah, let's keep him away from anything important. But here's the concern. As you know, he projects no leadership, no strength, as we talked about. He's the guy with the nuclear football. I mean, do you want him to get that? I go back to Hillary Clinton's ad. Who do you want to answer the phone at 3 a.m? Somebody. Somebody I want to answer. I don't want just to ring and not get answered. And that's the way I feel about it. And trust me, they see this in Beijing. They see this in Moscow. They see this in Tehran. They see this around the world. And I'm fearful that they're going to try to take advantage of this weak spot in America's history. I'll give you the last word, sir.
Well, you know, the other parallel to with Trump, the progressives and the lefties would say, oh, Trump is isolating America. He's withdrawing from the international scene. The bad guys are going to take over around the globe. But the fact is, what has been happening just in 1 year of his in office, that is Joe Biden, that's the very thing. The Chinese arrogantly say that they will use force to take over Taiwan. The Russians are assembling a number of forces along the border with Ukraine and saying that they may take action to assure their security because America has to be stepping back. In fact, they see weakness and they see irrationality, and the enemies abroad will advance their own agendas, seeing these weak spots.
Yeah, that's my concern. Professor, it's been too long, and I appreciate your wisdom and your insight, and I hope you have a good and happy and prosperous new year, and I hope America does too. Richard Ebling, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. The wisdom that he brings is remarkable, which is, been too long. He hasn't been here in a while. I don't know why, but he's back now. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment on The Steve Gruber Show.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I absolutely love Grand Flannel by Muskox. For the love of flannel, this is the best time of the year. Muskox is a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel almost every day. It's super durable. It's comfortable. 100% cotton flannel, perfect for Michigan outdoors. Go to GoMuskox.com to find out more. GoMuskox.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskox.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcome to be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.